This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Is this your song to Bucky's?
Irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is more about like if you get broke up with somebody.
Well, I know what it's about. I know.
Is this Elliot for Elliot?
Well, yeah, it is. It's time to talk to Elliot.
He's a Beyonce guy.
He's a Beyonce guy?
He went to see her in concert in the Hamptons.
We did this last week.
You were here.
And he went to the concert?
Yeah, of course he did.
You pay attention?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Wasn't it just 1 week ago? All right, the Elliot Shore.
But no, my question is this. For Elliot, when he comes on.
He's on.
Did he wear the cowboy hat with some boots?
Well, let's ask him. Elliot Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth. See, that's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how we doing?
Man, it's kind of hurtful. We had this whole conversation last week, Q. We talked about what I wore, the concert. My guy just
it was literally
fried.
Literally just a week ago.
Elliot. You had a good weekend, man.
Yes, yeah.
Completely forgot.
Well, I can appreciate that.
So you didn't wear the cowboy boots or none of that? Completely forgot this joke.
Nah.
Look at me. Completely forgot this
conversation. I know you did.
Not ashamed. I didn't even know what I had for breakfast.
I would say, like, I could have been convinced into doing it, but, like, cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, just not my look. You know, probably not going to pull that off.
I know there was
a lot of women
there with the cowboy boots on, though.
A lot of everybody, guys, girls, all had the cowboy get up on.
How would you rate her concert in person as a performer? How would you rate her?
Yeah, so as someone that's seen both her and Taylor Swift over the last few years, no big deal to me. But I would say that Beyonce's was more of just like a huge party from the second it started. Like, honestly, I only really probably know like 5, 6, 7 Beyonce songs. So I didn't really even know a lot of the songs she did, but it was
you
fun.
Had a good time.
Yeah, sunglasses were on the whole time. You know, it was.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
So Taylor or Beyonce? If you had her.
See, why are you gonna put him on the spot?
No, I need the ranking.
So I think Taylor Swift has had a better career, but I think the Beyonce concert was better than the Taylor Swift concert.
Okay, all right, that's a fair way to do it. All right, Elliot, let's get to some other things that are important here besides Beyonce and her concert and Hugh forgetting our conversation from last week, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
OTAs. What'd you take away from Fangio yesterday? Because we haven't heard from him in a while. I thought it was really interesting some of the things he said. What hit you the most?
Yeah, I think sometimes there's just a benefit to being honest, right? Like, they've spent so long trying to kind of cover up when Jahad Campbell's going to practice, and he just came out and said, yeah, probably mid-August for Jahad, and then, you know, N'Kobe sounds like he's a ways away. So I think it's good to have those expectations be, you know, very public at this point so that when training camp does start and Jahad likely won't be out there, there's not a sense of, man, this is taking longer than they thought. But I mean, there was a ton from Vic Fangio. It feels like every time he talks, we get something good. So the injuries, Cooper DeJean at safety is very interesting. The stuff he had to say about Jordan Davis. So yeah, a lot to get into.
You know, I was kind of curious what you thought about that, because that was the first that I heard that Cooper DeJean could potentially be playing safety. Do you look at that as like more so out of the versatility of Cooper or the necessity at that position?
It's a great question. I would think it's more so about the position. I think if they had a safety they trusted right now, Cooper would not be taking snaps at safety. I also think, you know, this is also about a small percentage of snaps. Like, Cooper is going to play nickel like he did last year for the vast majority of snaps next year, like 90% of snaps. But for those 10% of snaps, they want to find a way to get him out on the field. And what I think this will come down to is kind of to the root of your question. Who do they trust less? Like, when there's only two corners out there, do they want to have Kelee Ringo come off the field and put Cooper on? Mm-hmm. Or do they want to have whoever wins that safety position come off the field? And they'll put Cooper, in my opinion, in the place of the player they trust the least.
Elliot, do you think they're going to have to make a move this summer to help out the defense? You know, you've talked about, you know, wanting to give the young guys a run in training camp and then react off of that. And I'm with you on that. I don't see the harm in that. You can make a trade. We saw Chauncey Gardner-Johnson trade, Ronald Darby. Like, how we can make trades late in summer if they feel they need to. Do you think they're going to, you know, be in a situation where they have to add something to this defense before the year starts?
Yeah, so I will say, like, they will make a trade. Like, I would be stunned if we got to week one of the season and we're all sitting here saying the safety position's not good enough. The safety position's not good enough. And they sit on 13 draft picks and don't acquire somebody. So I think their plan is very clear. They're going to give these guys a chance. And then if it doesn't work out, they will make a trade. So I think that's what they're going into training camp with the mindset of. Now, do I think they have to? I don't think they're at that spot yet. I still think, like, they have enough talent on this defense to be a top five unit in the NFL next year, mostly because their offense is going to put them in a lot of advantageous situations. But if there was one position where I think they might have to make a move, it would be the safety position. I feel okay about the second corner spot. I feel okay about the linebackers next to Zach Bond. The safety one is the one position where I think they could really be in trouble if they don't get good play there.
Elliot, you mentioned the offense. I'm curious where you come down on Saquon. We were discussing yesterday the idea of, you know, proactively changing the offense and trying to throw the football more this year, or kind of just doing what they did last year. Best O-line in the game, best running back in the game. It's their formula. It won them a Super Bowl. And try to do it again and see where that gets them before they change it. Where do you come down on changing the way they use Saquon? Because I want to run it back. I mean, no one could stop it last year. Let's see if someone could stop it this year.
So I think we would both agree that one of the premises of this question is, like, obviously, if you get to week one and they're stacking the box, then you got to throw it, right? Like, I there is that element.
Sure.
But where I agree with you, and I think not enough people are taking this into consideration, I hear a lot of, you got to limit his touches, right? You got to throw it more next year. When you have a player like Saquon who is in his prime and is playing at the level he is right now, you need to take advantage of that every single second you can. And not to compare the two, but think of how many years, Joe, we spent on this radio station talking about, oh, Joel shouldn't play as many minutes. Joel shouldn't play as many games. You got to save him for the playoffs. And it never worked out. Like, so while the idea in theory is a good one, like, yeah, give him less touches, because then in 2026 and 2027, he'll be fresher. You have no idea what's going to be happening in 2026, let alone 2027, which is an eternity from now in the NFL. Saquon is arguably the best player in the NFL right now. Every chance you can get to get him at his best is more valuable than getting a few more carries from him in 2 years when he's not the same player that he is now.
What do you expect from him? And I agree with you on that. What do you expect from him this year? Because there seems to be an assumption, and I understand why. There's a lot of data that says, you know, look, guys that have that many touches fall down the next year. They're not the same the next year. Christian McCaffrey just did this last year. But there's also some outliers. Like, Terrell Davis had two great years in a row. Marshall Faulk had two great years. I mean, once in a while, there's a running back who's in his prime, like you're saying, the best in the league, and they just reel off two or three or four of these things. What's your expectation for what kind of Saquon we get this season? And obviously, we're assuming, you know, he's on the field and not hurt.
So I think we're all being a little naive to act like he can just do what he did last year. And I'm not even talking in terms of yards. I'm just saying play at the level he will. I think if we were talking about, I mean, look, we've done it. Ezekiel Elliott, DeMarco Murray, like someone on the Cowboys, there would be no question in amongst this fan base that he is not going to be that same player. So I think that's how you have to enter the year. That being said, like, I've never covered an athlete like Saquon in terms of just his physical ability. Like, so I do think there is certainly an argument for don't doubt the guy. Like, he could very well come back and be in awesome shape. I expect him to be in awesome shape. The offensive line is going to be awesome. He is in an extremely run-friendly offense. We talk so much about how Jalen gets help from people around him. People never bring that up for Saquon. Like, Saquon benefits a ton from the situation he's in, just like they all do, because when you have a lot of great players, they all help each other. But what would I expect from Saquon? I don't think you can expect, like, you know, 1,800 yards or whatever. Like, I think it is, they have to expect he's not going to be the same player.
Elliot Truer Parks with us. Elliot, of the new faces that we have here, because they made a lot of changes, right? A lot of guys left, and they brought in some lower-level free agents and obviously the draft picks. Who's the, give us a player that you're most intrigued to see what he becomes now on the Eagles.
Yeah, so I think it's hard not to think of rookies with that, because obviously Ty Robinson's a player we've talked about. I will say, in the two practices, I've seen Mac McWilliams, the corner they drafted out of, I believe it was Central Florida. I've been very impressed with him, more impressed than I expected to be. I didn't love the pick, but when you see him in person, I think they have a player there. But the one Eagle I think has the chance, and I'm most excited to see play, but a chance to like really have an impact, is Azeez Ojulari. I think there are snaps there for him. I think there will be chances for him to make big plays. And we just saw it with Saquon. Like, there are certain teams where I'm not going to hold it against you if you struggle. Like, if you're a Browns quarterback, I'm not going to hold that against you, because no one plays well in Cleveland. The Giants consistently let people leave their building, and they have great seasons elsewhere. Saquon, Xavier McKinney, like, the list goes on and on. I think Azeez Ojulari, a former first-round pick, will come in and make an impact. So he would be the guy for me.
Elliot, let's end with this. So the Bryce Huff trade, they get a mid-round pick. It's going to be based on, you know, I'm guessing some sort of contingency with sacks or snaps or whatever. But they get a mid-round pick, and it's the 49ers. Do you have any concern sending him to a team that the Eagles could run into? I know San Francisco had a down year last year, but they usually bounce back after down years. Any concern that they sent him, not just away, but to a team they could see in the postseason?
Not really. I mean, it's not ideal, but I don't think the Niners are close enough that it's that you turn down the best offer. I actually think the takeaway from this trade, and I haven't heard enough people say this, but so they get the fifth that could be a fourth, and a lot of the reaction is, oh, Howie did it again. Look at Howie. And Howie is a great general manager when it comes to making trades, no question about it. But the reason Howie was able to get more than everyone expected is because there was obviously a market for Bryce Huff that was better than people expected. And what that means is people around the league still think Bryce Huff can play. And I do too. I think this idea that Bryce Huff is some washed player is not true. It didn't work out in Philly. Vic Fangio was, in a lot of ways, right to do what he did by not playing him. The defense was awesome. They won the Super Bowl. I'm not faulting the Eagles, but I don't think Bryce Huff is a bad player. And so when he was available via trade, they didn't get a pick that could be a fourth round pick because everybody besides the Niners thinks he's terrible. They got that because a year ago, he was one of the best edge rushing prospects or free agents there was, and clearly people still believe in him. So I do think Bryce Huff will have a good year, and I don't think everyone can take a victory lap yet on saying it didn't matter they missed on that signing. It could matter this year.
All right, so let's play off that for a second. I said it was the last question, but you said something interesting there, and I think Hugh agrees with you that there's still something in Bryce Huff. But then why not try to salvage it? Like, it's not like they're super strong at that position. We're talking about Azeez Ojulari, who is a one-year, $4 million guy, is having a lot of snaps this year. So if you're right, and Hugh's right, that Huff can still play, why didn't they try to salvage this?
Because clearly Vic Fangio doesn't want Bryce Huff in his defense. And again, that doesn't mean Vic's wrong. Like, the results are the results. But if you're going to trade away a guy you just gave $30 million to, like, you better be right. And he was right last year. But next year, if we get to week 3, 4, and the pass rush isn't working out, and Bryce Huff goes to San Francisco and does what he did with the Jets, which is get to the quarterback and get sacks, then it'll be fair to question this trade, because this was clearly a trade made because they don't think he fits Vic Fangio's defense. And as long as Vic Fangio's defense is playing fine, that's not an issue. But you're right. The edge rushers are not proven, and who knows what you'll get next year. So I don't think that it's not done yet on, you know, Bryce Huff being no big deal they missed. It could really hurt them this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. It was one thing when they had Brandon Graham and they had Josh Sweat and all these guys coming off the edge, but this year it's a little thinner, so we'll see. All right, Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on, and I will see you tomorrow as you're in for Hugh tomorrow.
Hey, sounds, have a good one.
Sounds good. Can't wait. Talk to you soon.
There he goes. Elliot Truer Parks with us there. That the Huff thing is interesting. I mean, he did bring up a good point. It wasn't like they got a seventh round pick, which mm-hmm. which means his thoughts.
He still has some value.
He had some value. But then if you tell me a player has value and we're weak, we're thin. Weak is not the right word. We're thin at that position. Mm-hmm. Then
why would you get rid of somebody?
Yeah, my mind goes to why couldn't we try to salvage this year two? Like, why? It felt very like, hey, no questions asked. He's got to be gone.
I have a theory.
Go ahead.
And allow me to recklessly speculate.
Oh, I like this.
At this time.
Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm reckless. I'm speculating, people.
Recklessly.
Okay. He put hands on Vic Fangio in the meeting one day.
No.
He gripped him up and called him all kind of mean and hurtful names.
Why would you?
And he was like, I don't want to be here anymore. And he couldn't, like, once you do that, you can't
come
back.
Maybe figuratively?
Well, yeah. I'm.
Why would you do this?
I put a little hot sauce on that. I'm not going to. I made that up.
But, a lot of hot sauce.
But I think
it's completely made up.
Yeah, it is. But I think that there was probably a rift between him and Coach Fangio, because you have to, when we do these interviews a lot of times, you got to read between the lines just a little bit.
Yeah.
And Brandon talked about how it was tough for him, and he talked to him a lot last year. So he clearly wasn't happy with the role that he had taken on this team.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when that happens, because I mean, I did, you know, I was a malcontent in New York, and I used to get on Bill Parcells' nerves. On purpose.
I could see that.
Yeah.
He's a no-nonsense and you're a reckless speculator.
Yeah. I used to go out there, man, and I would play my defense.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't love that.
He did not love that. So, you know, they got my ass up out of there. So that's probably the same thing with Bryce. He didn't like the way that he was being handled. And so, you know, he probably said some slick comments or whatever, and they got him. They was like, okay, we're fine.
You know, my favorite part of that reckless speculation was
that?
Awesome. 25 seconds in, yeah, I made that up.
Yeah.
I created that.
But listen, I said I was going to recklessly speculate. I did say that.
Yeah. So I think reckless speculation is like a maybe this is true. When you're lying, it's not true.
I mean, well, Latrell Sprewell put his hands on his coat.
But that's true.
So I'm just saying.
PJ Carlissimo had the marks on his neck.
So it's not. It's not the star fest to say that Bryce wouldn't do that. It did even, the way he left, though, he shot us the deuce. That was kind of bold.
That was bold.
That was a little bold. I mean, but that comes from being in a situation where you was like, you know what? He told us, he did us like Michael Jordan did them kids.
Yeah,
he
believe
basically
him.
He said bump them kids.
Something tells me we're not done with the Bryce Huff story. Not if he has
anything to say about
well,
it.
I'm not. And the one thing I'm not going to do, I'm going to watch and see if he does well because I'm rooting for him. Obviously, you know, went to a smaller school. But I'm not about to be out here talking about I told you so. I'm not going to
do that. Hold on a second. Just stop.
I don't even do
yes,
that.
Yes, you are. Stop. If he has 10 sacks of the Niners, you're not going to I told you so, everyone?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's a lie.
Not
a single person believes
you
it.
You know why? I don't
not
have
a single
you
person.
Two lies that you just told in the last 3
you know,
minutes.
You know why?
One worse than the other.
No. You know why I don't have to do that? Because I know Kyle will know, and I know you will know, so we could just sit here and pretend like, you know, we don't know. No.
Yeah, but we're not going to be able to do that. You know that.
I know it's going to come up. I'm not going to say anything, though.
Yeah,
put it like this. I'm not going to do anything extra.
Now, here's
you're going to put a tweet out.
No, I'm not. Okay, I might do that.
No, I know what's going to happen. First round of the playoffs, the Niners come in here for a playoff game. Bryce Huff has a sack, and Hugh just throws out
You better not.
I find it really interesting. Mm-hmm. One of those things.
I'm like, I find it fascinating.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be the Tobias Harris all over again.
I am not. Going to if they're playing us in the playoffs and he comes in here and
I know what you'll do. If he has 10 sacks to help him get to the playoffs, the pregame show leading in when we talk about that segment with Bryce Huff, I just find it really interesting.
Everyone told me he stinks last year.
I can hear it now.
Joe, I'm just gonna look at you and I'm just gonna nod my head just like this. I'm just gonna be like,
I'm gonna say, cut his mic.
Interesting.
Cut his mic off.
It's interesting.
All right. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Quite a few polls up today. Are you expecting the Eagles defense to take a big step back next year? Well, we put the poll up this way. Are you expecting the Eagles to have a top five defense, which is obviously not a big step back? 1 through 5 is great no matter what. 74% are expecting a top five defense.
Did you expect anything else?
I did, and I'm disappointed in my own self. This is on me. I mean, this is Super Bowl syndrome.
You know how much syndrome is out there.
We need a cure for this. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the start of the season when we have to see them go through some growing pains here. All right, the other poll we had up today is spending 2 hours in a gas station insane. 95% believe, Hugh, it is insane that you would spend 2 hours in a gas station.
That's all right. For all y'all that are voting on this poll, I don't know what time I'm going to get there, but when I do, I'll take some video. I'll show you why it's not far-fetched.
Okay, 60% also believe I underrate Trey Turner. So everyone's just delusional.
I don't think people understand what that word means when they say that.
I think that fits.
You know what I'm saying? Seriously, what do you mean when you underrate him?
Well, you know how it goes. Like, Hugh said one thing about Jalen Hurts, and now all of a sudden the narrative is that Hugh hates Jalen Hurts.
Right, he's really hard on him.
So if Joe is critical of Trey Turner, he hates Trey Turner, and he sucks.
This is why I feel like a lot of times that I have to long talk because people don't pay attention, you know, to what's being said. So that's why I'm confused. Underrating, you are a fan, and I'm not defending your take because you are a little hard on Trey. If we're being honest, you do.
So I don't underrate him, but I'm hard on him. That's what you say?
Underrating is not, to me, is not the right word in this context.
I can be hard on him, yeah.
Yes, because
but I expected more.
Exactly. Because if we're talking about rating, for whatever reason, Trey Turner was rated high enough in MLB to get $300 million.
He was considered, when he got here, one of the 10 to 15 best players in the sport.
And when you are considered, I'm trying to help people out with your arguments because when you say that, I'm stuck on underrated part. And when you say that, when you say he's one of the 10 to 15 best players in Major League Baseball, how many teams in baseball? 32?
30
teams? So you tell me that he's one of the best. So, as a fan, when you're considered one of the best, you don't need to be making errors in outfield like you're doing. You don't need to be making those. So if you're calling that out, that's not underrating him. That's you talking about the fact that those plays that he have are routine plays that anybody else could make, but he's a special player. So he should be able to make those plays.
Yeah,
that's it.
I expected more. I mean, that's the bottom line. Let's go to Kyle in Gilbertsville. What's up, Kyle?
How's it going, guys? How you doing?
Kyle, what's up, pal?
You know, just out here on the grind. So, listen, I actually am kind of in line with all of you to a degree as far as how the defense will be next year. But you brought up the safety play when you were on with Elliott Short Parks, and I don't know if you recall, but there's been a guy out there that's been semi-begging to want to play for the Eagles that's a proven safety. Do you think there's any chance that they might go for a guy like Justin Simmons?
I do, yeah.
He said begging.
Yeah, I mean, he basically has been begging.
No, he's been pandering a little bit.
Well, the one thing I saw, Kyle, about a month ago is he's basically talking about like coming here as if he was on the team already, and he's not on the team at all. But yeah, Kyle, I do. I think if they get to camp and they either have, you know, an injury or they just don't love what they see from some of the young guys, I could absolutely see them signing him in training camp. He's familiar with Vic for all those years in Denver, and he's still, while he's not what he was a few years ago, he could probably still come in here and help a little bit.
Definitely. I fully agree with that. And, you know, that was actually kind of the timeline with him last year, because I think he signed in training camp with someone else last
year. Yeah, the Falcons. It was Atlanta in August. Yep.
Yeah, and also Hugh, I just want to say, don't listen to all the naysayers about your clues, because I thought your clues yesterday were phenomenal, because my girlfriend's actually very much a big fan of the winning answer of that game, so it kind of jogged in my mind, like, these are pretty darn good clues.
Yeah, they are. I know. I appreciate that, you know, confirming that for me, but I know. I don't let Kyle get them. Thank you, sir.
Well, it's really the you people that come after you. Yeah, they're in your head. All right, so Kyle, what's your guess today for Hugh's clues?
So I'm going to keep in line with the discussion about Buc-ee's here, and I've actually been to this Buc-ee's on the way to Atlanta. Is it Calhoun, Georgia?
Where?
Calhoun, Georgia.
That's a good guess. No, it's not.
Oh,
though.
Good guess. Well,
that
Kyle,
is a good guess.
You can tell Kyle is a big listener and a big fan of Hugh's
Clues. No, that's what I'm saying, and it's one of those things. People listen. If you listen, you know, and I don't think he watched the show yesterday. So that's probably why I didn't get that clue. But if you listen, I mean, they're pretty linear. My clues are pretty linear.
They are. They're just bad some days.
I don't know about that, but they're pretty linear.
All right, coming up, 215-592-9494. We got to get to some audio here that we just heard from Saquon Barkley. How long? I didn't think we'd be having this conversation today, you know, June 4th, 2025. How long does Saquon Barkley plan on playing football? His answer may surprise you in a major way. You'll hear from Saquon coming up. A third clue for Hugh's Clues. We're giving away a pair of tickets to a special Philadelphia Eagles concert at the Mann Center with Merrill Reese coming up on July 24th. Third clue for that, Trey Turner, do I underrate him? And the Eagles defense, how big of a step back? Are you expecting a big step back this season? Yes or no? 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now, you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can buy live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get into the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You packed for your trip, Hugh?
Not yet. As a matter of fact, I just found out there's a lot going on this weekend, George.
What do you got going on?
Like, you know, like,
so listen, you're heading down to the Hall of Fame, right?
I'm going for the Black College Hall of Fame weekend this weekend. But I just found out that this weekend is Seersuckers and Sundresses.
What?
Yeah. And you know how much I've talked about Seersuckers and Sundresses here on the station.
Well, sundress season is one of your favorite seasons.
Ooh, listen. So it's being held at the Home Depot parking lot or the Home Depot backyard. At Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Joe.
I'm looking.
I need to figure out what I'm gonna wear though, cause it's a event to be had. I'm gonna bring y'all into that too if I can get in, cause I'm working on tickets right now, cause it's sold out. So I don't know how I'm gonna get in as of right now.
Yeah, you need to dress the right way for this.
Yeah, no, I got a seersucker outfit at the house now. I'm gonna go ahead and break that thing. I don't know. Now here's the kicker.
Yeah,
I got two things going. It's shredding season.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't wore this suit in a while, so it might. You know what I mean?
Have you shredded enough?
Oh yeah, we about to. Joe, you already know what it is. We about to find out because that mug might be a little snug. If it's a little snug, then I ain't going because I ain't about to be out there looking like, you know, big black dude in a seersucker suit looking real uncomfortable. I ain't about to do that. But
well, for show content, please go and take photos.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try. But it's looking like, you know, I'm working the phones. It don't look like, you know, it might be a little tough.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas is looking for a seersucker this weekend as he heads down to Georgia. Hugh's clues. We got an incredible prize to give away today. And, Hugh, I believe the people need a third clue here as we're giving away a pair of tickets to see a special concert put on by the Eagles and The Man and NFL Films coming together July 24th. It is a celebration of the 2024 Eagles called a championship season at the Man Center. It's hosted by Melrose. You see highlights of the team last year, a concert displayed on three giant screens. It's going to be a really awesome night. Merrill's hosting it, and you could be there. And we're looking for your answer for Hugh's clues. All right, so why don't you roll through the clues? Number one was...
Number one clue.
Number clue is...
This city is on my road trip. I'm going to pass through this one on my road trip. And if you watch yesterday's show, you kind of got a clue.
And even if you didn't watch, we kind of referenced it. You might have heard it.
Yeah, you heard the reference to it. Okay, this is the third clue. Y'all ready for this one?
Ready.
This is a college town.
All right, clue number three.
That should get it. The next person, that they should get it.
Well, there's quite a few colleges on the way between here and Georgia. So we'll see. We'll see where people come down. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop it. All right, we'll get to the phones in a second here. But first, We got to hear this. This was Saquon Barkley on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long. And I kind of was taken aback when I heard it as they were talking about Saquon's future and, you know, how long he's going to play in the NFL. Here is Saquon on the Greenlight podcast.
So fast forward to however long you want to play. You're one of the best ever, maybe the best ever. Do you want to be like an Aaron Donald where AD says, hey, I want to get out of here playing at the highest level. I want to leave a little early. Or do you imagine yourself as one of these guys that wants to do it until the wheels fall off?
That's a great question. I'll probably be one of those guys that it'll be out of nowhere. Like, I'll probably just wake up one day, whether it's next year or 2 years or 4 years, like, and just be like, yeah, it's over. I don't think I will ever lose that passion. The competitive nature is always going to be there, but yeah. You know, I like probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
All right, so the overarching idea of it, okay, that's the way he wants to go out, which every player has their own way, right? Some guys hang around. Some guys try to stick around. There's Adrian Peterson was signing with the Lions practice squad like 2 years ago. And then some players more like Barry or just Aaron Donald, and they call it quits, you know, more quietly and out of nowhere. But you know what struck me about that?
What's that?
Well, when he was kind of just going through in his mind on when that day could happen, he didn't say a few or 5 years from now. He said a year or two or 4 years. Like,
yeah, because
a year?
He's 6 years in, Joe, seven, right?
This will be his eighth year.
Okay, so that's a lot for a running back. Like, how many running backs you know that play at that level for 10 years?
Not many. But he is doing it.
Well, and look at it like this. And I think, like, from his words, it's safe to say that, next year might be the last year. It all depends on how the year goes. I look at Saquon as a unicorn in so many different ways, but this is the way that is fitting for this conversation that we're having. He has put himself in rarefied air. Listen to the way, Chris Long was talking to him.
Mm-hmm. Like one of the great.
Like, you went from a first round draft running back that people, you know, they had different thoughts about you. Off injured running back was okay, not that great. In one season, you're considered one of the greatest running backs to ever play the game in 1 year.
Do you put him there already, or does he got to do it one more time?
Here's the thing. NFL is not for long. There's a lot that goes on. I'm a long talk, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
NFL, it's not for long. And that's why when I try to tell people what Saquon has done and what potentially, how he's potentially going to attack this season, it's different. Because you've been grinding and you've been, probably sometimes you self-doubted yourself and things of that nature, and you've been on the Giants teams and they haven't had the greatest teams and everything like that. In one season, you've changed your whole narrative and the way that people think about you. Like, think about that for a minute, people, when y'all listen to me say that. Because that's exactly what Saquon has done. He's changed the narrative. I wish I knew the guy that when I went up there, we went to that little halfway point between Philadelphia and New York, that sat there and he was adamant about Saquon was a bust and how he was going to not be that great running back this year and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to talk to him now and ask him that question. Because Saquon has changed the narrative in the way that people feel about him. He really, really has. So when you talk about that, Joe, and you talk about striking while the iron's hot, he's probably never – like, no, he's not no probably to it. He's never going to see the season that he had last year. He's never going to see that exact season again. So why not leave on top of the game? Because the thing that I know about people is this. You're only as good as your last game. His last game was the Super Bowl, and he won. You know what I mean? And he's going to ever forever be known as the backwards hurdle dude. So where is it to go after that?
Well, there is more to his legacy. I mean, he could become one of the few greatest running backs of all time. If he keeps stacking the season he had last year.
With that being said,
if.
How many more seasons, Joe? How many more seasons that he has to have that compares to the season that he just had that I just told you he's not going to have again? How many more seasons does he have to have?
If he has two more, and I don't think he's going to have exactly the amount of yards, but if he has two more like last year, he's an all-timer. Two more? That would be I gotta look where he is right now in all time rushing yards. But if he has two more 2,000-ish yard seasons, he's an all timer.
That's crazy. I think he would be. I'm not denying.
How many Terrell Davis have? Four? Five?
Yeah, I'm not denying that because Terrell didn't play that long.
Mm-mm.
But Terrell played on a team that, like you said, they went back to back.
Well, we might go back to back.
Yeah. So,
and it's not easy to go back to back. We've established that.
We already know it ain't easy to go back to back. So I look at that, and it's probably smart for him to start thinking that way because you're looked at totally differently. You're looked at differently than you were a year before.
Well, there's another thing that came to my mind. If he's contemplating a retirement sooner than we expected, do you know what we need to do?
What's that?
We need to not worry about the future. I heard yesterday the afternoon show was talking about, hey, we signed him to a new contract. I want him to be healthy and upright in 27 and 28. If he's already thinking about
he's talking about leaving already.
Then give him the ball. Like make sure you give him the ball a lot this year. And let's whatever he has left, how many years he has left, how many carries he wants to have before he hangs him up. Let's get the most out of him. That, you know, when Kyle played it'd be one thing if he said at a couple years, right, or a few years, or three or 4 years from now, I'm just going to say goodbye and no one's going to expect it. Kyle, he did say, the first thing he said is a year or
That's
two.
That's what stuck out to you,
a
huh?
Year?
Yeah. A year can't
happen. He just got started here.
Just paid him $20 million. I can't have a year.
Strike while iron's hot.
Can we get that money back for the next couple of years?
You talking about giving some bread back?
Well, they gave him all this money for the next few years.
Listen to what you just
said. He's talking about leaving.
Give back some money? Who does that? Like the kids say, where they do that at? Where they get back money?
All right, so Saquon right now has 7,216 career rushing yards. If we give him two more seasons similar to last year, he would vault to about the top 20 all-time in rushing yards.
Yeah. Top 20.
Yeah, if he has two more seasons like he just had.
Mm-hmm.
He would be in the yardage mark around OJ, John Riggins, Fred Taylor, Thurman Thomas, kind of in that range if he has two more.
I mean, that's doable. I see what you're saying. That's doable.
You know, every time I look at this list, I don't think anyone is. Is anyone ever going to come close to Emmitt Smith? 18,000 yards?
All time. That would call him all time.
So Derrick Henry's been going for a while, right? And he's pretty consistent. He's still 7,000 off the pace of Emmitt Smith. It's an incredible number.
And he does a tremendous job of keeping himself healthy.
But do you think Derrick Henry has 7,000 more yards left in his body? I would say probably not.
The way he runs,
Maybe 5,000. I don't know about 7. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's quickly grab Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim, what's up?
Emmitt Smith will never be. No one will ever pass that. He's the greatest of all time.
Well, he's not the greatest. He's hit the most yards.
He's not
better than Jim Brown. He's not better than Sanders.
Greatest of all time.
You think he's a better runner than Jim Brown? Like, why do you lie to yourself?
Well, if Jim Brown would have maybe played like 5-6 more years, let's see.
Yeah, but Emmitt Smith limping around in Arizona doesn't make him better than Jim Brown.
He wanted to be like Hugh and be an actor. You know, he just was like, I'm done with this football stuff. I'm going to be an actor.
Well, that's true. He did want to do that.
If Hugh's going to do anything for 2 hours anywhere, he's probably either going to go somewhere where he can shower or pick peaches. So he's picking peaches in Chester, South Carolina.
Chester, South Carolina.
You know what, Jim?
Wrong.
If we went with our first clue, he might have been close.
Yeah.
He might have been close.
Yeah, we had a different track, and then we changed it.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So, Jim, you got anything else to address, or you just see?
I'm not going to go see a band called the Eagles or a team called the Eagles.
Well, you're not invited, and I wasn't giving you the tickets anyway.
Yeah, and listen, and Hugh, don't let that hobbit Chris from Milltown bully you about that picture. Listen, if I'm going to bring Jasmine and Honeysuckle anywhere, I'm going to bring them to see you. I'm going to bring her to see Ike. So don't let him bully you.
Yeah.
See, we know what you're about, Jim. You're just trying to bribe. You're trying to bribe people to not ripping you.
Well, you can pick on Cowboy Jim. I allow you to do that, Hugh. But you can't pick on Stewart as Jim. Okay, you can't do that.
So I got you.
Those are different gyms. All right, Jim. That's enough. Let's get out of here. All right, let's. Is this who I think it is on the phone next? Is this Dr. Carp? I thought we talked about taking Dr. Carp's calls.
What are we talking about?
Dr. Carp calling in. Dr. Carp, how are you?
Hi, Joe. Hi, you. Great listening to you guys. It's always refreshing.
Well, we appreciate that. Dr. Carp, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm watching the show on YouTube, and I'm concerned about Hugh again.
Oh, no.
What I do?
Oh, no. What's going on with Hugh on YouTube?
He's wearing that dark shirt again, and I'm sure he's being ripped by the you people in the comments. And it's not healthy for him.
Well, Dr. Karp, he obsesses over you people.
I do not obsess.
He's consumed by the comments.
I am not consumed.
There in his head, he told us the other day he woke up thinking about the people.
How I could be annoying.
No,
I mean, it was more me being annoying.
Yeah. Dr. Karp, you're right about this. He's obsessed.
And he used defense. It is a big adjustment for you guys. Radio is very different than it was even a month ago. You guys are on, it's like being on television every day. Every movement is analyzed. Second guess what you're wearing. So if you're ready, Hugh, we can begin for today. Kyle, start
the
music.
What are we doing? Wait a minute.
Allow the chimes and the whistles to soothe that craziness living rent-free in your head. Turn off all the demons inside that big bald head of yours. Give permission to your bacon-filled belly to settle in. Stem the growth in your stomach, but not with food, but nourishment of the knowledge of self-awareness.
This is going well. Keep going, Dr. Karp. He's really taking to this.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Mm-hmm. Time for you to take a look inside. A little self-examination serves everyone well. The Bryce Huff thing. I'm not saying Huff was a bust, but it's probably the worst use of $34 million in the history of the modern world.
Yeah, that was a lot.
We have to learn to let things go. It's probably the New York Jets thing. I know the Jets were the team that drafted you. Oh. The first to show you love as a young man. So your intimate connection with that team is understandable. Let's exercise that. Sing along with me. When you're a Jet all the way. From your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Yes, sir.
Get it out of your system. You say it with me. Ready? J-E-T-S. Jets.
J-E-T-S. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Baby steps. You're probably still clouded by your loyalty to Rich Kotite, one of the worst coaches in NFL history.
Rich Kotite, like, what, 82 now? 80?
Yeah.
80-something.
Plucked you from obscurity in Central State University, Wilberforce, Ohio. You were a big fish in a tiny pond of Mansfield High School. It's okay to be wrong, Hugh. Sometimes it's liberating to admit it. Even Howie Roseman knows Huff was a bust.
Hugh, I hope you're listening, Dr. Karp.
I'm not, but I haven't been wrong.
He's right.
Yeah, but Hugh, I haven't been wrong,
you,
though, Joe.
You have to be open to change.
Let it go. What have I been wrong?
We don't have enough time in this segment.
We're only thinking of your mental health. You were wrong this morning, stuffing your face with that succulent, thick-cut Hatfield bacon.
Oh, it's never wrong. It's never wrong eating Hatfield bacon. Put some pork on your fork, Doc.
You were wrong when you were choosing to what you're choosing to wear today in front of you people. It's clear that the comments are you're making bad choices. I want to help with that. The shirt you're wearing today is a horrible choice. Is that a hand-me-down?
I like this shirt though.
It's the
Maestro. It's the Incredible Hulk. It's the Maestro.
Was it left by a guest in your home? I heard the young man in your development called the show last week. He was trying to make friends with you.
You talking about Skip?
Skip from Claymont.
No, I don't know. Make no friends. I went to this Claymont Steakhouse, though. It was good.
Hiding behind a black shirt. You need to wear something that will empower you. I see bright colors for you. You considered a bright orange turtleneck?
A bright orange? That is not a beast that's in my repertoire, Doc, but... I don't have a problem with orange. I don't have a problem with orange. But a turtleneck, though? It's a little warm.
In the summer, it exudes confidence in the summer.
It definitely does.
Hot turtleneck says, I'm nuts. Watch out. Maybe an aqua-colored power tie.
Would you wear an aqua tie? I
would
see that.
I would definitely wear aqua tie.
I got it. A cowboy hat. Jimmy Butler rocks a cowboy hat. He looks confident.
Cowboy hat.
Yeah.
He wears a big purple cowboy hat, and he doesn't care what the you people think.
Yeah, I would do
Desmond
that.
Howard, he's not a bigger man than you. Ride into town and shake things up, Hugh. Make sure to tell all the you people who's boss.
I will.
Hugh is the boss.
I will,
Lil
Doc.
Lil Nas X.
No.
He's got a 10-gallon hat.
Oh yeah,
Lil Nas X.
We're all
Look at how successful he is.
Yes, he is.
He makes a lot of money, and I know that's what you're after.
You know, I think Dr. Kirk's making, this is the most sense I've ever heard
of
him. Yeah, I mean, usually I don't think he does that at all, but today he does.
Bold cowboy hat will tell the world there's a new sheriff in town.
New sheriff.
I could even make arrangements for you to get a badge. If it had nice, shiny sheriff's badge, just a dollar store badge will do.
I'm okay with that.
This way, I heard a very nice neighbor call in last week. Why don't you engage in your community? When you get home today, before you take your clothes off, you should knock on Skip's door, bring him a gift of some sort, maybe cookies, or you get product from Hatfield, right? Bring your neighbor some big, fat, thick-cut bacon.
I'm definitely not sharing no bacon.
Would you give your name or some of your bacon?
No, I definitely can't have none of my bacon. I don't even like that. This sounds like a metaphor, Doc. I don't know. I'm not sharing my bacon with none of my neighbors.
Come on.
I'm not
You're
a bacon sharer.
A trip. Why not invite Skip on the trip with you?
Oh,
you
I
go
like
to
this.
Bucky's together.
Mm-mm.
Or just bowling. Stop being a loner. Companionship is healthy.
He's bound it down.
To bring your neighbor to the Hall of Fame. He probably looks good wearing his seersucker suit.
Skip would like that.
Yeah. Skip would love it.
No, Skip, me and Skip ain't. We ain't about to be on that time.
He
we ain't on that
love
kind of
to
time.
Share Beaver Nuggets with you. Might be some growth.
These are great suggestions, Dr. Karp. You're really helping Hugh grow today.
No Beaver Nuggets for the doc.
Thank you,
no
Dr. Karp. This is good stuff.
I appreciate you, though, Doc. I will try to take some of this and work it in to my daily affirmations.
Thank you, guys. Again, a $25 copay for today. We take Venmo.
$25? Seriously?
Joe, are we still on for Friday after
No. We talked about this. No.
Talk about unemotional parenting, right? Bad cop. See you then.
All right, Dr.
Remember what Albert Einstein always says. Your life is like a bicycle. So please give everyone a ride.
That's enough. That's more than enough from Dr. Karp.
I would have rode him until he told me no.
It's pretty steep. $25
man,
for that?
It was okay until they hit me with the price.
I got to tell you, I never feel like it's worth it after our sessions.
No, we got nowhere with you.
Well, do we ever? I mean, we brought a professional in. We still got nowhere.
I ain't got $25. I had to give my daughter some money last night.
Your pocket's light?
Hey, I don't even want to talk about that. It's like, because you're at that age now when they ask you. It's unfortunate because your kids are still young.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get older and they hit you with that debt, can I have some money in that high pitch? Do you see them like they were when they were little? So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's my pocket's a little.
You give cash, you got to Venmo your own kids.
Well, I didn't do it. Like, I saved myself because I had some money in my pocket. So, I took that L.
Just
with the money in my pocket.
Because,
like, the Venmo, now you.
That's
you
unlimited.
Yourself, yeah,
that's just whatever's in the bank account.
You open yourself up. So I just gave her what I had in my pocket.
The good old days, if I only got 30 on me, that's all you could have. Those are over. Now we get the app out. 215-592-9494. All right. We got to give this prize away in the final hour of the show. I'm not sure if it's a full L for Hugh's Clues today, but I haven't heard anyone get really super close to the answer. All right. Your guess is Hugh's Clues giving away a pair of tickets, a championship season, the Mann Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, NFL Films coming together to celebrate another Eagles championship season. Look, calls on the Eagles here. We'll take your phone calls. Are you expecting a big step back from this defense? I am. Heard Fangio yesterday talking about all the, you know, I was going to say holes. It's more like challenges and differences they have. Safety, edge, up front, corner, every level of the defense, inside linebacker. They've got different guys, and they're missing a lot. I'm expecting a big step back. Hugh isn't. And people think I'm underrating Trey Turner. I totally disagree. I think I'm the most fair and balanced on Trey Turner of anyone around here. Plus, there are some outrageous things, and I mean outrageous things, happening at this station. We got to react to some of the stuff we heard over the last 24 hours, both on the morning show and the afternoon show. We'll hit it with you next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.